Yo, 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 what's going on? It's Greg Lunt. It is January 23rd, 2019, and I feel good today. I had a good day, and I started it really late. I was in bed into the afternoon today, unfortunately, but I started doing some research and sending a couple emails around like noon, and then had a call at 2, which went well enough, I suppose. And then I got out of bed at like 3, and I went for, well, I did some yoga first. I did like 15 minutes of yoga. Then I was like, okay, I need to exercise a little bit before I can dive into work tonight. And so I went to Ralph's, which is 30 minutes away walking. I just listened to some light music and just thought a lot. And I came up with a really good idea for the dating app. Something that's been sitting kind of under my nose. So for those of you who have been following along, you know that I'm talking to a few different developers and, you know, everything's pretty much in place to make a run at this. It's just been about putting together the last part of my team. And by last part, I mean everyone except me. but I have the idea so fleshed out and I have so many materials and I've done research in so many different areas. And I have all these contacts that are just kind of waiting to be tied together and tapped into. And I came up with a really good idea today. You know, I've been talking to specifically two different developers that I met at a meetup in downtown LA a couple months ago. And I've talked to both of them one-on-one away from those meetups about the idea. And now I'm thinking, why don't we all just get in a room together? Why not bring both of them in? And then maybe us three can kind of chop it up for a little bit. What's really great is that one of them has experience building like social apps around dating, and one of them has experience building games. And look, I don't know where it's going to go. Like, one of them I know is interested. I asked one of them if he wants to get together, and he said, yeah, and I still need to talk to the other one. But I don't see why he wouldn't want to brainstorm with us. And I think I can set a good framework for a really positive conversation. I have an idea about how to utilize what we have at our disposal. And I don't think it would take very long to get off the ground. And so now it has me thinking again about, you know, this job search that I'm on. And I had a couple good calls. I had one good call last week, and then I had another good call yesterday. I'm getting invited into this esports company that's like 10 or 15 minutes from my house, and they need someone to do lead generation for them and, you know, get more people to go to their events and go to their website and stuff like that. And so I have the tools to be able to help them. I do need to learn more about kind of what they're doing. And so I'm going to be going in and doing kind of a technical interview either later this week or early next week. Oh, so funny story. Last night, I told you guys about the census people and how they keep coming and sending me mail and knocking on my door and stuff. And last night I got home. Where was I? I think I was just out on a walk, and I came back, and there was this guy standing outside my door with a fucking clipboard. And so I come up the stairs and I see him at my front door. So I just keep walking. I walk right by my own front door and I'm just like, what's up, man? We kind of like give each other the head nod. He doesn't know it's me. And I go to the end of the hall and go to the stairwell and I go back outside and I'm like, I start walking to CVS. I'm like, what should I do? I guess I'll just, I know I come, I'm just coming back from like an hour long walk. My legs are dead and I'm just ready to go inside. It's kind of cold out and my battery's at 4%. And I'm like, fuck. So I go to CVS. I just don't use any battery, you know, on the phone, and I come back and I text my buddy and I'm like, hey, can you peek out your door and see if there's someone outside of my apartment? And he doesn't answer. And so I'm like, fuck. So there's this secret way I can go. So instead of going up the stairs to the first floor, I take the elevator to the second floor because I have a patio that connects to the pool. And so if I can get to the pool without him seeing me, I can get to my apartment. And so there's a way to kind of get sly around the back.
pause.
And then I like kind of tiptoed into my apartment and I looked under the door and his feet were not there. And so I guess he left. And then like 15 minutes later, my homie hits me back up. He's like, yo, sorry, I missed this. I was on a phone call. And, but it was all good because he was gone. But yeah, that was just a funny follow up because, and then today my landlord leaves a note. So she is always leaving notes on everyone's door and it'll be like these mass notes, right? So you'll come back and there'll be a little, note on your door face down. And everyone has one just kind of taped to the door. You see it along the whole hallway. So you grab it and it's usually just general business, like stuff about the property and reminder, $25 if you lose your key and hey, you know, make sure, you know, don't leave your garbage here and there. And she's just, you know, anything that comes up, she kind of addresses it, I don't know, maybe once a week with a little note on the door. And it's nice and it just kind of keeps everyone on the same page. And today she left one. And hold on, let me just get it. I'll read it. Okay, it says, dear residents, last night at about 9 p.m., there was a salesperson going door to door. I asked him to leave, stating that this is private property and solicitation is not allowed. Please remember, it is so important that we be vigilant in reporting any suspicious activity. Please do not open the building doors to anyone. Every resident needs a key to enter or the front entrance keypad must be used. And then there's like some other housekeeping stuff. So the salesperson she's referring to is the person who was at my door trying to get me to fill out this fucking census, right? And she knows what's going on because her and I have talked about it. And so I appreciated this message because she's like, first of all, she kicked the person out, I guess. And second of all, she's telling everyone else, hey, if you see anyone in the hallways, kick them out. So this is the second time someone's come to my door. The first time I was in the middle of doing a yoga practice and I'm like zenned out and she knocks on my door. It's like a Saturday afternoon or something. And I talked about it on one of the other podcasts. And I kind of ignore her in the beginning and then she hears me in here. So she like keeps knocking. She's like, I hear you or something like that. I was like, sorry, I'm busy. Right. And, she ended up leaving or whatever, but not for like 20 minutes. So I just continued like doing my yoga and she just stood there. So that was like 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago. And now I came back and there's some like, that was an older like white woman. And this was a young black kid. He was probably, I don't know, 24, 25. I was coming back from the dispensary around the corner. So I had like all this weed on me and I was like, after I walked back outside, I was like, yeah, I should have just went in and been like, hey, want to come in and smoke? Like, I'm not going to fill out your fucking thing, but if you want to chill. But last time when the lady came, she ended up calling my landlord the next day and leaving her a voicemail and like complaining, saying, you need to get this kid to like do it or whatever. She didn't say kit, but you know what I mean? She's like, apartment 116 needs to fill this out, blah, blah, blah. So I just thought it was funny that they came back again. I'm like, I'm very curious how long they're going to come back for. Because at this point, I'm not giving in. Unless they start threatening me with, you know, we're going to fine you money. Then it's like, okay, now you got my attention. But if you're just trying to like get information about my day-to-day life and give it to the government for free, like, I have no reason to do that. I pay my taxes. Why do I need to tell you, you know, who I'm hanging out with and how, what I'm spending my time doing and blah, blah, blah. This process is so interesting that they send you fucking 10 letters in the mail and then they come knock on your door, you know, at random times in your life and they try to force you to fill the thing out. I don't understand. But it was cool of my landlord to, you know, kick the guy out again and then write this out to the building. She clearly has my back. So what's up, Catherine? Oh, and also I should say hi to Liz, who, you know, I don't really talk about this podcast to anybody. And, you know, I posted it on my Instagram once or twice, like last year, when I was doing the first 50 episode challenge. And now that I brought it back, I literally haven't told anybody. There are a couple people who are in my life who had me followed already still on iTunes and all that. And so they've messaged me and I'm pretty sure they're listening. But as far as like telling anybody, I don't tell anyone about this. And I talk to people all the time on Bumble Biz and on Shaper and on these networking apps. And I have in my profile on the Bumble Biz one anyway that says that I have a podcast. And so I'll like regularly get questions about, hey, what's your podcast? What's your podcast? And I never tell them. I always just say, oh, you know, it's in pre-production or blah, 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 because I'm always thinking of like, well, this isn't really like a great podcast. This is an audio diary. I think it's cool, yeah, but like, and maybe it is a great podcast. I don't know, but it's not, you know, something that I'm going to yell about from the rooftops, because there's a lot of personal information in here. And so the way I look at it is, if you find it, then cool, like have at it. But it's not something I'm going to go screaming about and like, hey, you want to like know all the fucking details about my life? Like, it's just a lot. So I never really bring it up when people ask, but I got this message today on Bumble Biz. So basically my profile, the way it's set up, is you have to put what your job is, right? Because it's a business networking app. So it wants you to put your position and then your company name. And then the way it displays is position at company name. So the at is like built into the program and you change the first and last variable, okay? And so when I'm filling out the profile, I was like, what is something funny I could do to write a sentence that has at in the middle of it? And I was like, you had me at hello. Right? So I make my position title, you had me, and then my company, hello, and it says, you had me at hello on my profile. And then I say, you know, that I'm in the dating space and all that. And so I think people, I'm not sure if people think that that's the name of the app or whatever it is, which it's not. But I got this message today from a girl named Liz who said, you had me at hell no. And I thought that was hilarious. And so I responded back like, you know, three crying emojis and a heart. And she goes, what's your podcast? And I was just walking, I'm just walking outside back from Ralph's. This is like a couple hours ago. And, you know, I always dodge the question. And then today I was just like, oh, you know what? I'll just tell someone just to see. Like, I don't know. So I did. I said, it's an audio diary. And then I dropped the link. And she said, thank you. I'll listen to this on my commute to work tomorrow. So Liz, if you're listening on your commute to work tomorrow, welcome and thank you for listening. So what else here? Looking at this list and I was thinking, oh, do you want to stop calling it the Unnamed Podcast and make it like greglunt.com podcast? I mean, it doesn't even really matter. I kind of like Unnamed, you know, just because it's, I never really knew what I wanted this to be. And then it kind of just became, I accepted it for what it was, you know? I just, okay, this is you going once a week and just kind of talking your shit for a few minutes. And it's challenged me a lot of ways. The podcast has been great. I have a lot bigger things in store to put out, but this is a nice little precursor because I think as I start to build a name for myself, people will be able to look back at this and it kind of verifies everything. And it's just a record of my journey. And I've talked at length about that, so I'll spare you, but so that was on the list. And then I've been taking cold showers every day, pretty much. I didn't like 2 days or 3 days ago. I missed one day, I think, in the past 2 weeks. And I also got in the pool outside, which is so cold. It's like a ice bath. So me and my neighbor, my buddy we got in the other day and I had been doing cold showers for a week already. So I'd kind of warmed up to, or no pun intended, to the cold. And I'd actually gone in the pool one time, like a couple months ago. So I knew it was going to be brutal and he knew it was going to be brutal, but he also hadn't warmed up for that kind of thing. And so he just got in and like, he could only hang in there for about 20 seconds and he got out and he was describing what I felt the first time I went in, which was like my bones hurt. It was so cold. But I got in and I was able to breathe a lot easier than I did the first time. And my mental state was good because I had been used to the cold showers and kind of hyping myself up for that and knowing what to expect. So now we're like, let's do this for real. But he's going to do a week of cold showers to kind of get ready for it. So he texted me last night that he did one. We'll see if he does one tonight. I guess the only other things are I went on a date on Friday with this really hot chick. She was very pretty. But I'm pretty sure she had fake boobs and a fake butt. And so I don't know. I just don't know if that's my thing, but anyway, I mean, we had a really nice time and she was sweet. We had some good conversation, you know, kissed a little bit and then that was it. She got in an Uber home and then we were going to meet up to like hike and then it just kind of didn't happen. So that's that. But I thought I'd put that on the record. And I guess the only other thing I have here is that I kind of want to change. So now my hair is coming back a little bit, right? So I had gone from the man bun to the buzz cut. And now the buzz cut has been growing out for, I don't know what it is, like a five or six weeks now. So I got like some hair on my head and I did a little mohawk today. It wasn't really a mohawk, but it was just kind of like, it's not long enough to do that. But I had it just, you know, a little bit higher in the middle. And I kind of like the way it looked. And I've also been thinking about dyeing it, like bleaching it. And I've also been thinking about taking out my eyebrow ring and get a nose pierce. Just get a little diamond in my nostril. So all of those three things, I want to figure out exactly how I want to execute that. And I'm excited to kind of change up my appearance a little bit. But I want to get all this job shit in order, you know, and just figure out what I'm doing over the next month or two. So, a lot of exciting shit. You know, I'll keep you updated as we keep going here. And thanks for listening. I love you. And I will talk to you next Wednesday. Goodbye.